Cool. So you were saying about Papoose, though?
Yeah, so you know, Papoose came in and he stamped himself as a lyricist. Lupe Fiasco came in and stamped himself as a lyricist. You know, Five Elites, man, I think it's a new generation. You know, it can be a new generation of Five Elites. You know, the old generation was Pac, Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, you can't have 20 top. You know, we changed with the generation. Just like it was Jordan, it was Kareem, Magic. Now it's Kobe, it's Iverson, Shaq. It's them niggas now. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
So it's the same thing with rap. Rap changes.
Okay.
So I think, you know, I'm definitely can be in this category of this generation. You know.
Got you. So what?
Hopefully looked at as a Biggie Pop, one of them niggas in the future.
Right. To take consistency is what will get you there.
Consistency.
So.
No, go ahead.
So what's something that people would be surprised to know about you? I saw before where you said that you like to look at the Discovery Channel, but
Discovery, man, I'm a fucking, I like to watch the politics.
Okay.
On CNN, I love that shit. I go buy some food, go home and watch that shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a movie. I like daytime TV. More Povich and shit like that. You know, I just chill. That's my laid back time, though, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, if I got my little girl over or something like that, you know, just chill, you know, just let her play around while I'm watching TV or something. That's my laid back day.
Yeah.
Crack a lot of jokes, you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas might think I'm serious all the time. I crack jokes. Me and my niggas be roasting all the time. You know, that's all we do, pretty much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, sure. I like to work out. That's about it. You know, a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm trying to get like you, man. I need to go home and do me some more push-ups myself. I was reading where you said that you're, regardless of what it is, you're Willie every day. Nothing changes about you and all that. But my question is, in order to get to that elite status with that consistency, do you feel that you might have to step out or elevate parts of maybe your personality a little bit just to be able to,
yeah, man,
to get that attention? Not without changing who you are, but to be able to.
Exactly. Oh, no. When I say Willie every day, I don't mean, when niggas say keep it real, they can get the fuck out of here with that shit. I ain't talking about nothing like, I'm going to keep it 100 all the time. It ain't got nothing to do with keeping it real.
Yeah.
You say I'm keeping it real, that means you're questioning what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I say Willie every day, meaning I'm not going to change the person I am, meaning I'm not going to try to act tough all the time. I ain't going to try to impress niggas or anything like that. I'm just going to do me. I'm going to have fun with this music. So that's what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to change. Well, not that person. But as far as my music and stepping out the box and collabing with folks that people would normally collab with, hell yeah, I do that.
Okay.
That's just me.
For sure.
As an artist. You know what I'm saying?
So when we sit down right around New Year's and I say, all right, really, what would you have accomplished for 2008?
For 2008?
Mm-hmm.
I would say I feel like, you know, by that time, my single should be moving a little bit further.
Okay.
Accomplished a single, you know, it's a good street anthem, you know. I can see me growing as one of the top mixtape MCs. Because I'm going in on these mixtapes. I finished one with Cannon, DJ Quo, Green Lantern, who else? Of course, Ski, DJ Ski, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so, and Smalls down south.
Okay.
So then I'm touching all these other little mixtapes and everything, hosting them. So just being a beast, getting along with these DJs, just building the legs before the machine even kick in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just building the legs. Because they were trying to give me a release for this year. They still trying to push me to release this year. But if my shit ain't out, I'm not coming out. They're not about to flop me or make me come out, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like I work too damn long, too hard for them to just throw me out, you know, with the wolves, like a little piece of bread, and just have me get ate up, you know, even though I'm a good artist. A lot of good artists flop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because of the buzz and the ethics and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
But my shit gonna be right when I come out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
December 31st. The nation should know who I am.
Okay.
Yeah, big time.
Any last words? I know you got a crew, man up there, right? Any last words? You want to talk on them? Or just what do you want to leave Dub CNN with?
As far as the squad, man, the squad, you know, just like brothers, you know, shit like that, niggas go through shit.
Right.
You know, so, you know, we on, you know, niggas, some niggas is on, some niggas is off. But, you know, it's just like, we still 100. Everybody's still squad. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always going to be squad. Everybody got each other's numbers. Everybody keep in contact with each other. It's not as tight as it should be, as the title I would want it to be. But, you know, that's part of my job and a few leaders of the squad to get niggas back together and really to where it was. Because as far as MCs, ain't nobody fucking with the squad.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Man, no, there's no MCs out there that's better than what we do. I promise you that. So if we can just get our shit right and get past the bullshit. We let a lot of niggas in, and it got bigger than what we wanted it to be. Yeah. You know, it got up to 100 members. We had Man Up niggas in New York, Man Up down south. We had niggas in Man Up Europe, Germany hitting us, talking about they the Man Up squad, and yeah. it was just getting a little bit out of hand. So we got to calm it down, get it a little bit more organized, and come back with it, though.
Okay.
But that's part of my job, you know. That's part of my dude's and Q job. You know, it's a lot of big heads up there, you know, Phrase, Ray Marez, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them dudes, we just got to get it right, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
As far as Duff CNN, man, thank y'all for having a nigga on it, you know.
Yeah.
It's good. I hear a lot about y'all. You know, I was expecting some controversy questions, but I escaped this one pretty easy.
Nah, man, next time we talk, maybe I'll bring some controversy to the table, yeah. But I wanted to let the people know who you were.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to the whole West Coast, man. You know, I know they checked us out, you know, whole West Coast, whole Southwest. You know, I used to live on 110th in Vermont in Cali, so, you know, I have a little bit, you know, CA roots, you know, not too much. You know, I'm from Arizona, but yeah. I used to live out there for a couple years.
All right.
It's pretty cool, man.
Cool. Well, thanks for your time, man.
Yeah.
All right.